Daily Brief, May 27, 2026. Top of mind. Memory chips are the new Magnificent Seven. Micron MU surged 19% past 1T market cap in 48 days, the fastest run to that milestone ever, while SK Hynix also crossed 1T as the KOSPI doubled YTD. The AI trade has rotated decisively from hyperscalers to the silicon bottleneck. Meanwhile, oil is whipsawing on Iran headlines. Brent near $99 after US strikes, but dip buyers are betting a deal eventually reopens Hormuz. The equity risk premium has nearly vanished. S&P 500 earnings yield versus 10-year is at dot-com bubble lows. That doesn't mean the rally stops, but it means bonds are finally competing for capital. Catalyst Radar. Marvel, MRVL earnings tonight. Options pricing a 13.5% swing versus 8.5% historical average. Forward PE at 45x, 10-year high. PCE inflation Thursday, the Fed's preferred gauge. Oil shock pass-through is the key variable. Oxford Economics says risks are skewed to the upside for 2027. SpaceX IPO roadshow begins next week. 1.25T valuation. Musk controls 85% voting power via supervoting shares. Analyst Arch Opinion Columns. WSJ heard on the street, corporate bonds. IG bond yields at 5.3% look tempting, but the spread over treasuries is near generational lows. Investors aren't being compensated for credit risk. AI-related financing and M&A could push 2026 IG issuance above 2T. The releveraging of hyperscalers is already showing up. PIMCO notes their yield spreads have widened versus the broader IG market. Bottom line, bonds are priced for perfection. Don't buy them as hedges. WSJ heard on the street. Nvidia. Despite 5.4T market cap, NVDA is the weakest major chip stock YTD, up only 30% versus MU, 150%, Intel, plus 200%. But the growth is still accelerating. 91B quarterly revenue guidance is nearly 2x YOY. New CPU business could hit 20 billion this year, approaching Intel's entire data center revenue. The apathy is real, UBS calls it marked, but the relative valuation is a bargain for this growth rate. FT Lex, BP. The dysfunction is deep, ousting a chairman after 7 months. But the oil trading desk had exceptional Q1 results, and the stock is up 20% YTD on the Iran premium. The risk is that BP becomes a takeover target if it keeps stumbling. Markets. S&P 500 pro 0.6% to record 7,519. Nasdaq, plus 1.2% to record 26,656. Dow, 0.2%, dragged by Chevron and Walmart. Tech is carrying everything. KOSPI surged 4.8% to fresh all-time high, up 100% YTD. Korea Exchange briefly halted program buying. The entire index is now Samsung plus SK Hynix. Brent crude rose 3.6% to $99.58 after U.S. self-defense strikes in Iran hit missile sites and mine-laying boats. But WTI settled at $93.89, reflecting the split view that a deal is still possible. Gold held just above $4,500 an oz, extending its ETA 15% decline since the war began. Higher-for-longer rates are crushing the non-yielding asset. Options flows in GDX were split, big bullish call buying versus a 1NM plus and put purchase at the $85 strike. Corporate bonds. IG yields at 5.3%, but spreads over treasuries are near 1990s lows. The equity risk premium is essentially gone. Stocks barely compensate for risk versus bonds. 10-year treasury yield fell 1 BP to 4.47% on oil optimism. The 30-year fixed mortgage rate hit 6.51%, highest since August. Economy, US-Iran deal remains uncertain. Trump said talks are proceeding nicely, but also warned no deal at all is possible. Rubio said it could take a few days. Piper Sandler says Hormuz stays closed for months and oil will hit new highs this summer. The physical reality, clearing mines, cleaning barnacles off 1,500 stranded ships and restarting flows will take weeks even if a deal is signed. PCE data, Thursday is the week's key macro input. Oil's 60% YTD surge is feeding into inflation expectations. BNY warns volatility in oil is feeding directly into inflation expectations. CME shows slightly better than 50% chance of a rate hike by year end. China industrial profits surged 24.7%, YOY in April, fastest since NOV 2023, driven by oil gas extraction, pyrosny 8.1%, and computing equipment, profits more than doubled. Uneven, auto profits still falling. U.S. farm loans deteriorating, Chicago Fed index of repayment rates fell for 10th straight quarter. Iran war is adding fuel and fertilizer cost pressure to farmers already hit by tariffs. Business finance. SpaceX IPO filing reveals extreme governance. Musk controls 85% of voting power via super voting Class B shares, 10 votes each. He can vote 1.3B restricted shares he hasn't yet earned. No independent board majority, no independent comp committee. All shareholder disputes forced into arbitration. The prospectus explicitly warns Mr. Musk will have the power to control the outcome of matters requiring shareholder approval. BP ousted Chairman Albert Manifold after 7 months, citing governance oversight and conduct issues. Shares fell 5%. FT reports bullying claims. This is BP's third leadership crisis in 3 years. Eli Lilly, LLY, buying three vaccine developers for up to 4 Bs, targeting shingles, staph, Epstein-Barr. A return to infectious disease after years of focus on weight loss. LLY is flush with cash from Mounjaro Shah Zepbound. AutoZone, AZO, fell 9% despite beating EPS estimates. Analysts flagged international growth concerns and margin compression. Also, potential motor oil shortages from Iran war affecting Toyota and Nissan dealer operations. BlackRock say on pay, only 65% approval for Fink's 37.7 meta comp package, down from prior years. Proxy advisors recommended against due to opaque carried interest awards. World geopolitics, U.S. strikes in Iran, CENTCOM hit missile launch sites and mine-laying boats in southern Iran, calling it self-defense. Iran called it a gross violation of the ceasefire. The fragile truce is holding but fraying. Both sides are testing limits. Hormuz shipping, ADNOC LNG tanker, successfully transited the strait and is headed to India. At least two non-Iranian oil supertankers also exited. But flows are a fraction of pre-war levels. 130 ships, charged day normally. UK sanctioned Justin Sun's HTX crypto exchange for supporting Kremlin-linked financial networks. This is significant because Sun was a key Trump family crypto backer. Bought Trump meme coin, invested $75 million in World Liberty Financial. Complicates the Trump crypto narrative. Texas Senate primary, AG Ken Paxton, defeated incumbent Senator John Cornyn after Trump endorsement. Democrats think Paxton is beatable in November. This shifts Senate dynamics. Cornyn becomes a potential swing vote, now unshackled from electoral concerns. Technology, AI. OpenRouter raised $130 million at 1.3B valuation from Capital G, Alphabet, Nvidia, A16Z. The company is an AI model marketplace, processes 25T tokens each week, up from 5T 6 months ago. Most popular models on its platform, DeepSeek, Tencent, then Claude. This validates the multi-model thesis. Companies don't want lock-in to any single provider. Micron, Chador, SK Hynix, Samsung, all now over 1T market cap. HBM memory is the critical bottleneck for AI data center expansion. Shortages expected through 2027. Samsung workers accepted a wage deal with average 340K bonuses, averting a strike that could have disrupted global chip supply. Pope Leo XIV released a 42,300-word encyclical warning about AI risks, job displacement, deepfakes, autonomous weapons. Trump admin split, Interior Sec Burgum dismissed it. VP Vance called it profound. Anthropic's Chris Ohler participated in the launch. The Vatican's stance is becoming a real political factor for Catholic voters. Standouts, Samsung union deal, 74% voted to accept, but internal resentment is massive. Chip workers get 340K bonuses, while non-chip staff get 4K. A 100x gap, Ferrari's Luce EV unveiled at 640K, stock fell 8.4% in Milan, 5.2% in NOI. High-end EV skepticism is real, even for the prancing horse. ADNOC LNG tanker successfully transited Hormuz to India. A small but real signal that supply flows can restart. ASX shares hit decade low after cost forecast upgrade. Australia's exchange operator facing technology, cost overruns and governance probe. Fervo Energy IPO up 42% since debut, geothermal startup using fracking tech, has 7.2B in binding PPAs with Google, Southern California Edison. First unit due OCT 1.